This is KUT. Austin is among a handful of U.S. cities that could see a rush of newcomers as sea levels rise, forcing people away from coastal areas. That's according to a new study published in Nature Climate Change Journal. KUT's Mose Bouchel takes a look at the research and what we know about climate migration.
Matt Hauer is a demographer at the University of Georgia. He says when people study sea level rise caused by global warming, they often think about how it will affect cities and people living on the coast.
With sea level rise, we're talking about the conversion of essentially habitable land into uninhabitable water. Then it really begs the question, where are these people likely to go? And so this paper tries to answer that question.
He did it by taking a look where people are moving from and where they're moving to and projecting out, assuming that people affected by sea level rise will probably move to destinations where people are already moving. In Texas, he says, by the end of the century, as sea level rises, more than 250,000 people could move to Houston and another 250,000 to Austin.
Yeah, Austin is semi-close to the coast if you think about it. It's one of the major cities that's not on the coast in Texas but is near the coast. It has a very thriving economy as well. So for Austin to be a destination, it makes a huge amount of sense.
And I think his assumption's a reasonable one.
Lloyd Potter is the state demographer of Texas. He says a city's history of attracting newcomers is usually a good indicator of how many will come in the future. But climate change also introduces uncertainties. What if a destination city like Austin gets too dry to support the growth? What if people affected by sea level rise stay closer to the coast?
I mean, it could be they just move 10 miles further inland and now they're still on the coast.
Another question is who might be affected. Steve Murdoch is a sociologist at Rice University and former director of the U.S. Census Bureau. He says Austin's relatively high cost of living might complicate the projections.
The reality is it's the poor who end up getting victimized by natural disasters and they have to move. They're not going to be able to move to places where the cost of housing is even higher than where they're living now.
The question of who might be displaced is exactly what Hauer, the study's author, wants to look at next. In the meantime, he says coastal communities and destination cities should consider investing in housing and infrastructure to prepare for sea level rise and population shifts. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.